Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for turning up on a very cold and wet and rainy day to the launch of the Commission on Living Standards. I'm delighted to welcome you all here, and I can only take this as a sign of a strong and increasing interest in the whole question of how one-third of Britain's working population is doing in today's economy. Either that or the rumour has already spread that Colin Firth will be here in person later to show you the Oscar that he won last night. Let me just run through what we plan to do over the next hour or so. I plan to just introduce a little bit about the Resolution Foundation and why we've chosen this particular subject matter as to be a necessary one to address over the next year to 15 months as we work on the Commission on Living Standards. Gavin Kelly, the Chief Executive of the Foundation, will then give a little bit of brief statistical background as to why that one-third of Britain's population, that's 11 million working people living in 6 million households, are feeling the squeeze to the degree that they are. And then I'm delighted to welcome Ed Miliband, the leader of the Labour Party, who's going to speak specifically to this subject as our guest or main speaker today. Let me start by first introducing those of you that don't know why we focus at the Resolution Foundation on this particular group. It's a group that has struggled to be noticed. It's not a group that have many people over the last decade or so speaking specifically for their cause. I think what you find are the middle classes are articulate, are able to be heard, know how to get themselves represented in the media, and their causes and issues quite naturally rise to the top of the political agenda. Over the last government, we also saw a great and very, very well-meaning attempt to do things for people right at the bottom end of society, people who worked and lived on welfare payments or were struggling through social and financial exclusion. And I saw some of those initiatives firsthand and some true developments happened that were positive and benign for that group. It's the group in the middle, though, that we, in 2005, when the foundation was formed, decided needed to have some focus. This group, sometimes described as too rich and too poor. What we mean is too rich to benefit from some of the safety net provisions that do exist in the welfare state, but too poor to be able to always access the things that this mixed economy of ours, an economy which is broadly divided, very crudely, 60% in the private sector, 40% in the public sector, makes available for other people who can afford to access things like long-term care when you're old and sick, perhaps access to housing, access sometimes to the financial system is difficult for this particular group. It's a large group, and it's a huge proportion of the population that are out there today, as you can see, seeking to navigate their way through one very difficult fact, which is that since 2003, the earnings of this group have stagnated. They have not increased. Now, if we were looking just at a 6 or 7 year period, enough to see, first of all, that this is potentially worryingly the start of a long-term trend, but clearly, obviously, not the result of the recent recession. These are long-term trends that have affected this group. 7 years itself would be worrying enough, but if I was to tell you that since 1977, this same group have had a stagnated wage in the US, another mixed economy, which has not managed to lift this group back to rising wages since 1977. If we're staring at 7 years, we can't let that turn into 30, and that's why we need to address their needs today. Over the last 5 years since the foundation was formed, we focused on what I would describe as micro issues, things that might allow us to see some practical change in a few isolated areas of the living experience of low-paid people. We worked with the government in the last few years to establish financial advice services, a consumer education financial board that is going live in a month's time, began its life in an original Resolution Foundation report of 2006. We've worked on long-term care and projected forward the needs of this group, who find that if you've got more than £21,000 in assets at the time that you end a long life, lived primarily as a household out of the reach of the welfare state or needing to depend on the welfare state, you find yourself needing to fall back on it at the very moment at the end of your life that you'd like to state your economic independence the most. We've looked at the impact of the recession on low to middle earners, which is very severe. We've seen by looking at other recessions, and we've published these reports, you can find them on our website, that low-paid people are the first to lose their jobs and the longest to get another one when the economic recovery returns. And we've also begun work on a plan for a mass expansion of privately rented accommodation. 20 years ago, only 14% of people that were in this earnings group needed to live in private rented accommodation. The rest had hopes and aspirations to one day buy their own home. That 14% number today,